The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Good morning
Monday.
And welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Monday, the 20th of July, with Carl and Linda Bott.
Morning.
On KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, Monday, 7:05, and the news, top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I had a good weekend.
Dancing around?
Well, not so much dancing, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Strutting my stuff, maybe.
All right. Stuff.
I want everybody to know is our new processor arrived
Yay.
Finally and got installed this weekend, and I'm back up on my favorite mic.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah, that was, you know.
It was a while. I mean, they advertise they have them in stock.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
And we have some more more
Patrick
work
Karch.
To do. Yeah, some more
Karch.
Work to
Way
do.
To go,
it's
Pat.
Always Patrick Karch, thank you. But we, you know, it never ends with it's almost like if you own a restaurant, which of course, you know, I want to talk about that a little bit, but go ahead with your morning ritual.
That's it.
Oh,
except what national day is it?
Let's see, National Lollipop Day or National Fortune Cookie Day.
Oh,
let's go with
Fortune Cookie.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Fortune.
Oh, the lollipops are still popular to kids if they have an ouchie.
Tootsie Roll Pops.
Yeah.
I think they're still pretty.
Little lollipops
out there.
For kids.
I wonder if they're smaller now.
I don't know. Maybe there's
like five less licks in it or something.
Everything got smaller. Prices became bigger. But anyway, that's not to start on Monday.
The boxes are the same size.
Yes.
It's just there's less content.
It's true. I wonder the scientific aspect of the reality of when you buy a box of Wheaties.
Well,
let's just say hypothetically Wheaties. And then you open it and the little plastic thing inside is... compared to, like, say, 15 years ago, the content would be a couple ounces less, perhaps?
Yeah. Well, there was one airline, I can't remember which one it was, when they took the, you know, that's when they used to serve lunches and
dinners. Oh, yes. Real food.
When they served real food, and they had a salad, and they decided to take the olives off the salad, the black olives off the salad, saved them something like $2 or $3 million
a
year. Just on, you know, on making the salads. But that was, you know how long ago that was?
Yeah. And
because that's when they actually served you.
Yeah.
Oh, what would you like? Would you like beef or chicken? I mean, do you ever, maybe on transnational flights. When
right.
you're going across the
ocean. Oh, and I'm sure that they're still, when you're flying
first class.
Yeah, and you come in and there's a glass of champagne, like a real glass, you know, and then blankets and everything. Because, you know, and when you're flying.
Oh, have you seen the new ones where they can.
Lay down. Oh, yeah. You're in a little cubicle.
Yeah.
Okay, slight chance of rain today. If you've been outside at all, it just is muggy. So just know that. We've got a 20% chance of rain before 11, with a high near 96 today. Decreasing clouds tonight with overnight low temperatures of around 71. Tomorrow's calling for a hot day. It feels hot out, but it's muggy. So, you know, I wore long sleeves today and kind of felt like sticking to me already. 99 tomorrow. Mostly clear skies at 71 tomorrow night. Wednesday's calling for 102. Here we go. Wednesday night, 71. But then we get down on Thursday with around 97 and 98, on Friday. So if you're gonna you're planning your game.
Wait,
or you're planning
it is still hot.
Well, you know, I think this is absolutely a walk in the park compared to what we've had in the past. I mean, if we were going to try to do a comparison, I think, in this July.
Yeah, listen to me whining about this.
Yeah,
I mean,
stop.
I have been in places where it's 130 plus, and then I come to Redding, and it was like 110, and people said, oh, it's so hot. And the only thing I could think of was, I'm drinking an iced tea wearing a Hawaiian shirt and
right.
shorts, and I'm in air conditioning. No.
Right.
And here
right.
I am. 18 years later going, oh, God, yeah, stop it. Right. Okay, stop it.
Buck
stop
up. It. And we're going to go to Colt 45 games. I think this might be their last weekend. I'm not really sure. But we're definitely going to go this weekend. Cheer
somebody,
them on.
Somebody tell us the last weekend.
And,
last
game. You know,
I think it's August 1st.
Okay. So then, we still have the rest of July.
And we have a couple of tickets for other people, too, if you want to go.
Yeah, so either Friday or Saturday night we're going to go. So we're going to give those away this morning. In fact, you want to call now.
It's early.
Give us a call. 605-4567. There you go. A couple Colt 45s. It's really fun to get in there. It's all a Maracana. Hey, you know, I wanted to do a shout-out real
Miracle.
Fast.
Miracle.
The restaurant called, I think it's La Centa. It's the new restaurant.
That's not what it's called.
That James, you and I went for a soft family opening.
I don't think that's
well. It's La Centa, spelled
L U C.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And it is in the Holiday Inn. And I found out a lot of good information. I went with two girlfriends on Saturday night. We haven't seen each other in quite a long time. There's been sorrow in the threesome with. Just passing of,
passing
loved ones,
people,
et cetera. Yeah. So anyway, we got together on Saturday night, and one of the particular girlfriends is a real, not only owns a restaurant, but she's a real foodie. So she had heard about this, and this is a, she reached out. We said, okay, let's go do that. So James, who is the chef, and he is the manager, general manager there over at the Holiday Inn. I heard the most wonderful stories about the person who bought the hotel, the person who gave him the green light, how long it took, and the chef, and the food is really spectacular. And it, you know, if you like Northern Italian food, everything is made, the pasta is made by hand. So, it's going to take time. It's not like they're hand rolling it in the back, but I'm saying is that enjoy, because we got there at 5:30, and I don't think we left till, 9:30? We just enjoyed, and we ordered several dishes. Instead of one entree, we ordered like four entrees, and we shared. And that was a beautiful way to just do that and enjoy a bottle of wine and enjoy conversation, and it was just a lovely night. So when we walked in, Carl, it was so eye candy because there were so many beautiful women. So many beautiful women. It was like, okay, I guess this girl's not out.
My eyes were only for you.
Well, it doesn't hurt. I have no problem with looking around and seeing people look beautiful in their dress.
No, it's true.
It's nice to see people out where they dress and, they have a, I don't know. I just like that. So, that is the restaurant that used to be called the Braided Main, which we're talking, heads up. It's beautiful inside. And just congratulations because James, the chef, he's spending 17, 18 hours a day. And the playlist, which every time I'm in there, I compliment him on the playlist because it's so important with the music. And he said, I just added my 100th song. He has hand-selected. Do you know when you go into a restaurant sometimes and you hear this boom, 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 and you're trying to have a conversation or get this feeling and you're enjoying this food, and then there's just a conflict? Happens in a lot of times in the stores. And I'm so sad that Nordstrom's doesn't do piano playing anymore, because that was such a nice feeling to be able to go through Nordstrom's and have this piano, a real live piano player down on the first floor. So anyway, I digress. But so he does the selection of the music, and I complimented him again about how, there's bossa nova, there's different languages, but it's just a beautiful feeling of dining when you're hearing music that is compatible to the experience. And I'm extra sensitive to that, of course, because being a musician, how important that is to not have this conflict. There, I wanted to talk about that.
Well, you did a good job. The food is good there.
Food is really good there. And so,
okay.
Did we have somebody call in for the Colt 45?
It was actually David telling me the schedule.
Okay,
games.
And so we have Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
I guess through August 1st.
August 1st.
All right.
Okay.
Super.
Okay, so we're going to give away some more. We're going to try and give away these tickets. I don't, These are great. This is a great way to spend an evening. The sun's
down. And support local.
The temperature's down. It's a great team this year. They are just clobbering the other teams. So it's a good way to spend a Friday or Saturday night. Spain beat Argentina in the World Cup. We watched it. We watched the final game. It went into overtime.
Oh, yeah.
It went into the double, and so it went into overtime first 15 minutes. Then it went into the second overtime. And at that point, thank God, Spain scored. And then the game played on. No, but it kept playing
they
until
played
the
hard.
End of it.
They all played super hard when you
Spain,
think about that.
Spain just dominated Argentina, just dominated them. The Argentina got two shots on goal, two. And Argentina had 12 shots on goal, and they took 20 shots in the area, put 12 on goal. And anyway, the Spain won. It was a tough game, and I, you know what? And the score was 0-0 for 90, see, 100, probably 2 hours, close to 2 hours, 0-0.
Let's take a break when we come back.
Wait a minute. I've got one more thing to say, though. However, when we come back, the amount of money paid out on this FIFA, this World Football Playoff Championship, was over $800 million to the teams. And we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Good morning and welcome to this Monday edition of KCNR Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott. How are you today? This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, always your talk radio. And hear us anywhere at KCNRradio.com. Love it when you can stream in and hear the Colt 45s. We are going to be doing football with Simpson this weekend. And welcome to our show. We've got on the phone.
What did you just say? We're going to be doing football?
Aren't we doing Simpson?
Not yet.
Yeah, later on.
Well, we will be. Yeah, in September.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Said this weekend.
No, you heard part of it.
I heard part of it.
I said, yeah, you heard part of it, because I said we're, Colt 45s, and then later on.
Oh, I missed later
on. Now, maybe
on.
I said week. I don't know. Later on, that's why I said to KCNRradio.com, anywhere whoever, you can hear.
Well, I'm going to go back to the archives.
Yeah, and, please do.
But not right now.
All right, so we
somebody's
we have,
on the
we
phone.
Have, yes.
Richard's on the phone.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, interesting weather. You know, last summer, we actually had kind of a mild summer. I don't think it got over like 106 or something, which is very odd. Normally, we get a few days of 110 plus, so
it's right.
Climate change, Carl.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to let everybody know, the Measure B lawsuit, of course, continues, August 7th, 8:30 in the morning is going to be the next scheduled hearing. Our attorney's overseas on a well-deserved vacation, but the state, unfortunately, is, I'll say, legally harassing us to the point where our attorney's having to work from overseas. It's amazing. Anyways. But yeah, just last quick reminder, if I could, our fundraiser this Friday night, Anderson VFW. And, again, because the county's not defending the measure, the will of the people, the people have to pay for this lawsuit, unfortunately, but we're getting really good feedback. We're getting, good donated items for auction and raffle. Wouldn't mind having a couple more, but we really want to sell some more tickets. So go to Jones Fort, grab some tickets for a good VFW cooked dinner. It's not going to be catered. It's actually going to be cooked on site, and it'll be a fun time. And we just hope to have people at the fundraiser. And doors open at 4, dinner and auction at 6. And then for the court date, August 7th, we'd love to have people show up, regardless of your stance on the matter. Even the other side gets to show up. It's a public courthouse. But we would love supporters of Measure B to show up. 29,170 of them will not fit in the courtroom, but let's do what we can to fill it.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
All right, thank you for
all
the
right.
time.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, no, I've got a million things. J.D. Vance and his wife had their fourth child, Alex Neil Vance. The Brook Fire. I think we need to get to the Brook Fire. Brook Fire was one of the reasons you're smelling all the smoke in Palo Cedro, Millville, and all that. It was 400 and something acres yesterday. I'm not sure now, but I was in Palo Cedro yesterday and you drove into a haze. So the air quality in parts of Redding has been degraded and sometimes significantly from smoke from the Brook Fire, which has spread into the Shasta Trinity National Forest. The worst areas around Shasta Dam, Bella Vista, and Palo Cedro as of 10 a.m. yesterday, air quality was in the acceptable range in most of Redding and Anderson and parts of Shasta Lake. Now, driving into Palo Cedro and coming down the hill, you could see the smoke and the haze. and the wind shifted to the north, and the fire started heading that way too. It started, Brook Fire started July 18th in the Bella Vista area. The fire was burning south of Pitt River arm of Lake Shasta. It's charred over 410 acres. It's 15% contained, so I'm sure it must be larger than that now. So that's the smoke. If you're out in those general areas, that's what you're smelling. We've had three servicemen killed Friday and Saturday, Iranian missiles in the Jordan. One missing. United States is pounding back at them, moving more aircraft, but have been running hundreds of missions against the Iranians. Now, here's the thing. You just when you think, and this is the way they work, you think, oh, gosh, we've got a deal. Straits of Hormuz going to open up. They're going to, oh, yeah, we're going to stop our nuclear and all this. And this is what they do. They do this, and they throw this out, and then they attack ships in the Strait of Hormuz. And then, okay, so now it's back on again. I think the bottom line on this is you can't trust the leadership of the Iranians. So you've taken out their top leadership. So now you've got this middle leadership. And it looks like you can't trust them either, except the middle leadership is now their top leadership. So how's this going to end? Who knows? But they keep attacking their fellow Arab countries, Jordan, Bahrain, the UAE, and they keep attacking. That's like you're in a fist fight with somebody that's pounding you, and you turn around and you kick a bystander in the knee, and he comes in. So, what's going to happen with this? I don't know. It may be is that you have to obliterate the leadership until the people can rise up, and then you've got to be giving them arms. You've got to have training for them and all this. And I imagine that kind of stuff's going on.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
It's not going to go away. So, RPD. And they're hiring. It looks like they're hiring an interim chief.
Okay.
Until they can come up with the final choice.
Okay.
And he is he has done this before, and if indeed they hire him, they're going to decide on Tuesday whether to hire a law enforcement retiree from out of the area as an interim chief of police. The guy's name is Robert Hank Schreeder. He would start in a temporary position on July 22nd, according to the council's agenda packet for tomorrow's meeting. Now, it's capped at 960 hours during the fiscal year, and he would continue as the interim Reading Police Chief post during the city's recruitment and selection of a permanent chief of police. And the agenda gave no further information about that. However, this guy has done this before. He was the chief of the Santa Rosa Police Department for 27 years. 27 years? He was chief of the Santa Rosa Police Department for 27 years.
Wow.
I don't know how big the Santa Rosa Police Department is. I mean, I have no idea. Alex, see if you can find out how big the Santa Rosa.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
We don't keep guys longer than 3 years.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You have
maybe,
to, there's respect
maybe
there.
Maybe
four. For, yeah.
Three or four, you know, of course, but we take our guys who've already been on the job for 27 years and, when they go over 30, they're essentially working for free in the old,
right.
In the old retirement system. So this guy was the chief for 27 years. He went on to serve as the interim police chief in Emeryville and Novato.
Okay.
It's approximately 40 to 41 square miles in population in the 170,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the police department has anywhere from 250 to 260 employees.
Yeah,
officers.
Well, no, they don't have 250 officers. It may be in the police department they've got that many, but I would bet because we're bigger than they are.
Well, it does say total employees, but it also says sworn officers.
Oh.
Oh, plus civilian staff. Sorry.
There you go. Plus civilian staff. Okay. Well, so how big was 190,000?
170,000.
Okay, so they're bigger than us. Okay, so he was a police, maybe, maybe it means he was on the Santa Rosa Police Department for 20, I don't know. So, anyway, they're looking at hiring him until they make up their minds, who the new police chief is. And they're going nationwide on the search. And, until they make up their mind, Reagan Ortega and Chris Smirnoff are going to be rotating as acting chiefs until they, you know, this guy could come on right away. Okay.
All right.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Now, if you head over there today, they are, maybe they're open as of today. They took a little holiday, so I went in there Friday. And it said that, you know, and they were closed. So anyway, head on over there, for all your jewelry needs.
They get vacation.
They do
time.
Too. The only full service jewelry store in all of Reading, 222-2750 is, their phone number for, you know, watch repair, for prongs. That's what I went in. I wanted them to
jewelry
look at.
Repair, jewelry
I was
going to
drop off my rings and say, just check them out, you know, dip them, clean them, do all the things that you need to do. And they're so good with stuff like that. Anyway, Four Winds Jewelry, and we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM and streaming at KCNRradio.com. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
Listen to the music, how it makes you feel good when you feel it. Give me a sign. I sing or dance along, you get the feeling real good and we'll all be feeling fine.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit ReadingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot.
I need some more of that help.
In Buford. Good morning. It is 7:35 in the morning here on the 20th of July, about 76 degrees, going up to what today, 90 or is it 100? 98 today.
Yes, we have around 96 today, and with chances of rain, slight chance of rain until about 11 a.m., overnight lows of 71, and tomorrow's 99. Wednesday's our hot day with 102.
There you go. I knew we'd hit it.
It's Monday. We're picking on each other.
Our guests today, Tiffany Attaboni and Danny Orloff, and we're talking about the Reading Regatta, it's when?
It is Saturday evening and Sunday, August 1st and August 2nd.
The Lake Reading Regatta. Okay.
Is it Lake Reading?
Lake Reading Regatta.
Your official title.
Wait a minute. It's going Saturday and Sunday?
Yes, we're doing Saturday evening. Races start at 6 p.m. Uh-huh. And we have a live band starting at
6:30. Hook is performing at 6:30.
Oh, Hook is fun.
Yeah, under the Veterans Gazebo.
Perfect.
Right there.
Okay, registration $35.
And then you have it again the next morning.
Sunday. Yeah, Sunday is going to be jam packed.
Yeah.
We have the Asphalt Cowboys providing breakfast. Yes. And then racing from 9 to 2 with different classes. We have quite a few things.
So share with us when we call this. And we go into, in fact, you can go into readingregatta.com for all the information. $35, what is that? That's a nominal fee for a great time. When you talk about a two-day paddle race, do you have a Saturday, and then you score whatever that is? How do you score, A? And B, you have 2 days. Does that mean, like, whoever gets the best time or whatever it is of 2 days, or is there a single day? Share with us. This experience.
So we have kind of, over the last few years that we've been doing this, we've kind of morphed. So this year we will be having performance boating and the rowing, the sculling, which is through Shasta Rowing Association. They're going to have a few boats out there. We're going to do basically heat races Saturday evening between the rowers. They're going to have their own heat races, and then whoever comes in the top three or four, the top four, will advance to the final Sunday afternoon. Same with the performance kayakers and stand-up paddleboarders. Same type of thing Saturday evening. They'll be performing in heats, and then but they're a little bit different. We're going to make things challenging for them, the finals, where the top finishers will be closest to the upriver current, which will make it easier for them to get upriver to the turnaround. And then the ones who didn't finish as high will be in the main channel, making it quite the challenge to get over to the upriver current. So it'll be exciting.
I'm looking here where it says age divisions are 18 through 49 and 50 plus. Recreational races are on Sunday only. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Correct.
All right.
So think of it this way, how we can break it down for the listeners. Saturday night's the party and performance, and then Sunday is going to be more family-friendly. They're both family-friendly, but recreation-wise. So those that you might buy a kayak at Costco, or those who aren't super hardcore into kayaking, Sunday is more of your vibe.
Okay.
But come out and watch the performance on Saturday night.
Yeah.
So those cements will be full on Saturday, and then Sunday everyone's got a chance to race each other.
Well, I can tell you, once in my life, first of all, I've never paddleboard, or boarded, or however you want to call it, but I was in a canoe race once in LA, and I don't even ask me what water it was or lake. But anyway, so that's a lot of fun because, you know, you get your adrenaline going as far as if you're competitive, which I know I am. But you have all kinds of things. You're doing tandem kayaks, kayaks 14 feet and under. Your SUP would be
stand-up paddle.
I just want to make sure for those people who are like, sup? Maybe that's where it came from. Maybe sup is where it came from. It could be. We need to find that out. You know, I'm always about.
I think the surfers started
that.
What's up?
So anyway, this is exciting. Okay, tell us when we do this Redding Regatta, a little of the history, and where are the funds going to go to?
Yeah, so we're doing this right down there at Lake Redding Park. This is such a historic event. So the Shasta Historical Society has been an awesome partner. They'll be down there explaining everything. One time, it was called the Water Carnival.
Oh.
So before the dam was built, the dam kind of changed everything in the war as well. So this is where they would party. They would be 5,000 plus people. They would dive off a diesel horse bridge, jet boat races.
Diesel horse bridge, they'd be diving off that?
Yeah, we don't recommend that.
Was that before the dam?
Yes.
Oh, before the dam. So they had probably deeper water and all that.
Yeah,
maybe.
So then the dam and the war caused it. They didn't have people to maintain the event anymore.
Right.
So they had to stop the event in 39. So the regatta started in 1933 to 39, but before that it was the Water Carnival.
Okay.
We'll have newspapers down there.
Oh, that'd be great to see pictures of that.
Oh, it's awesome. And they have diving photos. They have all the photos. They used to do leapfrogging, log racing. They had fireworks. They had dances on the bridge.
Beauty pageants.
Yeah.
They
had a boxing match at the Cascade Theater. All of this is in the paper. It is so cool. I'll show you guys on our break. But, they'll be down there just kind of.
Those were the days where, you know, come at your own risk. They didn't think about it. But one of the things that you have here.
Because you never would think of suing somebody because you did something extremely stupid.
Right.
On your own, getting drunk and then crashing
into
something.
You broke your leg.
Yep. Guess what? Everybody go, there goes old Danny again. Yep. Yeah.
So all participants.
Somebody bring him some eggs or something like that. Yeah.
So this is definitely. I wonder if you guys are going to have people sign something because it does say all participants must wear Coast Guard approved life jackets and attend a mandatory safety briefing.
Because if you don't, we will sue the hell out of you.
I have learned. I'm the safety coordinator for the Sundial Splash, and I teach safety and rescue kayaking. I've been kayaking for 16 years. So, we're such a litigious
age now, right? No kidding.
So we have the waivers. We have this year for our tandem kayakers, we were able to drop the age to 12, but they have to paddle with a parent or a legal guardian, an adult.
Oh, you know, and, now that one kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, they could be 10-year-olds.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, they've got to be 12-year-olds.
Right. Fun for a Y, for a Y crew or something,
We are, because of where our insurance is, and I also know how important a life jacket is, okay?
Right.
So even without the insurance, it would be you would wear your life jacket. But with our insurance, we are required to have the life jacket or PFD, personal flotation device. Our safety is so dialed in last 2 years, we had nobody go in the water, so we didn't need any rescues, but we have our rescue kayakers out there at the top and throughout the course. We will be having, again, a jet skier out there. We partnered with the Sheriff's Department and RPD have, the last couple of years, have had their boats out there just in case. I know Sheriff was below the Fish Ladder Dam, right there at the Lowhead Dam there. But we've had nobody going, but I'm so focused on the safety because it is litigious.
Well, you have to, you know, you don't want to see, on the other side, you don't want to see anybody get hurt.
Correct.
But on the other hand, I mean, canoeing or kayaking or, you know, paddle boards or stuff like that, I mean, people can get hurt. I mean, I signed a waiver in August that says, you know, you can die doing this.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, let's talk about the free pre-event safety clinic that you're talking about, which is really great for all the registered participants.
Plus, we also want to talk a little bit about the Ironman. long as we got Danny here, because there's going to be a big, not a news conference, but a business, kind of a business.
Business briefing.
Briefing. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be real interesting. That's going to happen
today.
Like, today at 10 o'clock. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. He's been repairing windshields for, gosh, close to over a quarter of a century. Been through all the professional schools. Opened up his own business here and has just done a wonderful job. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it and guarantee it for the life of the windshield. He covered up an 8-inch or 10-inch crack on my windshield for 16 years on the Red Rover. Never could see it, never had another problem with it. It's the kind of work he does. If you're not sure, is this bad enough? What's going to happen? You don't want it to crack while you're driving down to Grandma's. So bring it in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street. Needs to be fixed. Jeff takes it into his climate-controlled area, fixes it, gives it back to you at a very reasonable price. For an appointment, give him a call, 530-241-8373. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windbear. And we thoroughly endorse them. Okay, we'll be right back with the Regatta and the Iron Man.
And the skies are gray.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing 3 or 4 homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal St. Pete. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premier issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, a call in the bot, streaming live at kcnrradio.com, where our archives are at. Today we've got the Reading Regatta and more. Tiffany Attaboni.
Attaboni.
And Danny Orlov. Danny Orlov. I'm not sure I can make it.
It's Russian. Orlov.
Orlov. Okay.
But then they changed the V to an F when they came to Ellis Island, yeah. Sorry.
They changed the spelling in Linda's family, you know.
What was your nationality? Or what
hers is Russian.
I'm Russian.
Okay.
And then on 23andMe it says also like Austrian.
Okay. Well, yeah. I like it.
And then I'm half Honduran. My mom's from Honduras.
Those Austrian soldiers got around.
You speak all the...
Poquito.
Yeah.
And your mom's what?
Honduran.
Honduran. Yeah. Cool.
You know, just love how people, you know, how...
It is. It's
our
cool.
world and what Ellis Island, I mean, we went, just a sidebar.
Have you ever been to Ellis Island?
We went and did an Ellis Island and looked for my mother. My mother put, my grandmother, you know, you could buy a tile. And so we went over to Ellis Island and we sat there at this table that was one of the original tables of where the immigrants...
Would sit and wait and eat.
Wow. And then we just thought about how special it was. We never did the hospital tour, but I did some studies on that.
But we got all the paperwork on her grandmother coming in.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the ship she came in, all the paperwork.
They have docents there that will help you find out, because I was going by Jakovich, but it was under Yakovic. Uh-huh. But we were able to go through when she came over, all the people that came with her, and that era of time, and it's just fascinating. So we'll talk about that another time. Yeah. We're talking about regatta.
The Lake Shasta Regatta is happening. It's going to happen on the
1st and 2nd of August.
Whoa, Lake Reading Regatta, not Lake Reading. Lake Shasta.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
did I say? Shasta. Oh. I'm sorry. I meant Lake Reading.
Oh, we got to get right down into that. That's a particular.
Yeah.
Okay, let's change this up a little bit now, Danny. Today at 10 o'clock,
business briefing. IOOF Hall.
Yeah, at the a little hall down the way from there, IOOF, and it's going to be about the Ironman.
Yeah, so about a 45-minute presentation from Tim Bauer with the Reading Sports Commission. He'll break down kind of what to expect, where's the course, talk about volunteer opportunities. We'll kind of brief the businesses. We want to make sure these athletes, I mean, we're up to 1,600 athletes registered for this race now.
And what I do is I multiply that by 3.
Yep.
Because they're going to have, I figure it's going to be at least one or two people with them, maybe even more.
Exactly.
There'll be a few show up by themselves, but most of them will have people with them.
Yeah.
And when do you think they're going to start showing up?
Right around like August 10th, they'll start up. That's when the crew comes in. Uh-huh. Ironman's crew is going to bring about 100 people, make sure the course is dialed in. They leaf blow the bike course. They'll check everything. They'll start setting up their village down there at the Civic, kind of get everything prepped up, and then ready for the big race on the 16th. They have the Red Rancheria Start Line Social down here from 8 p.m. on Friday the
14th.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I know the rodeo grounds were opening up our clubhouse for people to change in.
Oh,
I'm not
awesome.
Sure what that means, but we're going to have that open the day of the race.
Also, the rodeo, they donated their command center. So big shouts out to them for, they didn't donate it. I think they're letting them borrow it for the weekend, just at least to
their
make sure.
Their command center.
It's probably Baron.
I believe it's the trailer. The comms
trailer.
Baron brings it.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Well, yeah, because this is a big thing. And, I mean, we're talking, I'd say close to 3,000 people minimum coming to our city, spending... And a lot of them are going to get there around the 10th because they want to run, they want to acclimatize, they want to swim, they want to bike, they want to see the course. And so our friends out there in Reading Land, there's going to be a lot of bikes out.
And
be aware.
Yeah. And I am actually the safety captain for the on-the-water support crew.
At
Whiskey Town. And what I was told is 60% of the athletes are coming from the Pacific Northwest, so Washington, Oregon, and our local in California. 40% are international and the pro athletes. This is the first in the World Championship Series for this Ironman.
Right. So they're coming from Europe, Asia, and other parts of the United States.
Is it going to be broadcast anywhere like ESPN or anything like that?
Not yet. We have dreams.
Now, here's the other thing is
Tim Bauer
got a 3-year contract on this.
Yeah.
This means they're going to be coming here for 3 years.
And tell us the dates once again, because it's coming right up.
Okay, so August 16th is when the Ironman is officially, it's happening.
But it's the whole week before that. We're going to need lots of volunteers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to have, because of the average temperature, I think that day is 107, something like that.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of aid stations. There's going to be a lot of water stations along the run and the bicycling. Mm-hmm. They are going to start in Whiskey Town, get out at Whiskey Town someplace around there.
Oak Bottom boat ramp is where the swim finishes, and that's a transition area for the bikes.
All the bicycles are there. Yep. They're going to take off and head toward Redding then.
Head towards Redding and Bella Vista, and then turn around and come back to the Sundial Bridge.
Okay.
They're going to cross Keswick Dam on their way out to Dry Creek. And
Valley. When they come out, they're going to be going back into Redding in that direction. Or are they going to be going, they're not going to be heading towards Weaverville.
No.
They're going to hang a left on, I'm drawing a blank if it's.
Hang a right. They're going to hang a right onto 299 come back.
Yeah, going to come back into town and then going to head out to Bella Vista.
Oh, 299, yes, but on 299, then they take a left. They're going to avoid the town of Redding on their bikes until afterwards.
Right.
Then they're going to finish kind of by Sequoia School.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
They'll take that straight into the Civic.
All right, and then they'll take that into the Civic where they transition into the run.
Yeah.
And then they have a, 13-mile run?
They have a 13.1. 12-point-something, 12.6.
Something like that.
It's like a half marathon.
Anyway, it's going to be... It's going to be huge. You two argue later. It's going to be huge for our city. And we're talking about not just hotel rooms, but restaurants and, I mean,
$10 to $12 million impact. Sorry for cutting you off.
Okay. No. Well, that's good. Thank you. $10 to $12 million impact.
Everybody, I don't think a lot of people understand the significance and the power of what's going to be happening here with our city. And everywhere we go, we talk about be ready, you know, with shopping, filling your restaurants, filling up your stores, because you're going to be, all of a sudden, there's going to be a lot of people on the street.
And your staff is important, too. You know, not just your supplies, but your staff. We want to be welcoming to these people so they keep on coming back.
We want it to be our FIFA. You know, where everybody from Europe coming in here loved the United States.
Is it FIFA
loved America,
or FIFA?
It's FIFA.
Come on.
So we want all of our Ironman participants come in here and love Redding.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I'm so happy that we're doing the regatta, and then 2 weeks later we got the Ironman, because people are going to be in that celebratory state. The regatta is about bringing community together. All of it.
And we don't have to be anything special. We just have to be the way we usually are, welcoming to people, be friendly to people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll have a booth down there to talk about Ironman as well. Yep. Tim's got a booth set up to talk about volunteers. I believe we'll have a staff member there from Ironman as well, my buddy Tom Cotton. He's one of the race directors. He'll be down there. He loves the regatta.
Is that the Senator Tom Cotton?
No, maybe I could tell him to run for it.
So this morning at 10 o'clock at the IOF is going to be covering both the Ironman and the regatta?
No. More so the Ironman.
Okay,
Ironman.
All right.
So regatta?
Regatta.
August 1st and 2nd?
August 1st and 2nd, and there are free clinics coming up.
Where you sign up, where they get more information is?
ReddingRegatta.com.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what?
All right, guys.
We are...
blessed.
We love this. We love this area.
We like to see how it's improving.
We want people to come in here and see this. And you know, you never can tell. Some people are going to see this and go, gosh, I could train here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got everything I need to train here. And because some people are just really into that.
Yeah. Yeah. And the history of the regatta, check it out.
Enjoy magazine.
Yeah. I mean, the history going back to 1937.
1927.
Oh, man.
27.
Jeez.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much. Hey, when we come back from the news, we have Susan Wilson with us, and we'll be talking local stuff. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. That decline in gas prices, it was nice while it lasted.
According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular gas is now back to $4 a gallon. The average price a year ago was $3.14 a gallon. The price is a national average, meaning drivers in some states have been paying well over $4 for a while now, while others pay less. Prices vary between states due to factors ranging from nearby supplies to differing tax rates. Oil prices have climbed again in recent days as the U.S. and Iran move closer to resuming an all-out war. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And America is retaliating for the deaths of several U.S. service members over the weekend.
The U.S. conducted a new round of airstrikes early Monday, targeting Iran after announcing the death of another service member, hitting close to a northwestern city believed to be home to an underground missile base. Iran responding by launching an attack targeting Bahrain, the home of the U.S.'s 5th Fleet, and Kuwait. The latest attack again showed how step by step the US and Iran have inched closer to all-out war, as last month's interim deal meant to permanently end the fighting has crumbled and shipping traffic in the Strait of Hormuz has largely stalled. Both sides have targeted civilian infrastructure relied on by millions of people. I'm Charles Dillardesma.
US Central Command has identified two of the American service members killed over the weekend. They are 19-year-old Private Isabella Gonzalez of Texas and 25-year-old First Lieutenant Tyler Fian of Hawaii. Congratulations, World Cup champion Spain. 1-0 win over defending champ Argentina in the World Cup final at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed at the moment. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 180 points, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 89, and the S&P better by 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
There is no end in sight to the long, drawn-out, deadly war in Ukraine.
On Sunday, Russia attacked Kyiv and other Ukrainian cities with ballistic missiles, drones, and guided bombs, killing at least six people and wounding dozens of others.
Kyiv.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kyiv and the region were a key target for the Russians. And he says they had been preparing this attack for several days, accumulating missiles. President Donald Trump says he's prepared to grant Ukraine licenses to produce Patriot air defense systems, the most effective means of intercepting Russian ballistic missiles. But full production could take years. I'm Donna Water.
Congo's fast-spreading Ebola outbreak continues to claim lives. 930 people have succumbed so far out of the 2,344 cases confirmed to date. This outbreak less common than others that cause Ebola. News and analysis, townhall.com. Britain has a new Prime Minister.
Andy Burnham is promising the biggest change in British politics in 40 years. Quite a claim, given those four decades have included such political giants as Margaret Thatcher and Tony Blair. He strongly indicated he wants to lead an even more left-leaning government than Keir Starmer's. But the details have been few and far between. On foreign policy, there's likely to be more continuity than change, with Mr. Burnham wanting to concentrate on domestic politics and improving living standards at home, something that has eluded his six recent predecessors.
BBC's Rob Watson says Burnham is Britain's seventh prime minister in a decade. As he left number 10 Downing Street earlier today, outgoing Prime Minister Keir Starmer said, quote, "My work is done." He spent just 2 years in office amid growing unpopularity among the British people. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Monday, the 20th of July, 2026. 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you at the top of the hour by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate so much all of our listeners, all of our sponsors out there. Carl and Linda Bott here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com with Alex at the head of the menagerie.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay, so you know what I like about Alex and Ben? I'll say, hey, look that up. And, I mean, you find all of the answers.
Well, I try.
You know, but it's good because something comes up like, whoa, how long has that been? How big is Santa Rosa? You know, I was surprised Santa Rosa is that big, 190,000 people.
Well, the Bay Area just kind of all runs into, like, one little, it would be Sherman Oaks into Tarzana or something like that, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've never been to Tarzana. Is that named after Tarzan?
Oh,
no.
What? Isn't
it? Do I know you?
I've lived in Sherman Oaks. At least when you ask questions, I can guarantee a response, not so much an answer.
Well, how did the name Tarzana come about?
I can look that up.
I guess.
You laugh at me I say that. But how do you know that Edgar Rice Burroughs did not live there?
Okay.
In that area, and they named it after his most famous book, or his series of books.
Okay.
That was...
To laugh at that.
Well, why not? Hey, weirder how do you think Mule Shoe, Texas was named? How do you think it was named? Do you think it was named after a...
person?
A person?
Place or thing.
Right. So Carl was right, actually. It's named after Tarzan.
My God.
I told you. I knew that. Named after Tarzan. Where would you get the name Tarzana unless it wasn't from Tarzan?
And then you've got Sherman Oaks, and you have Woodland Hills, and you have Encino. Yeah. I don't know. All those places are, that's the valley.
Okay. Does it say anything about it?
It just says it was named after the fictional jungle hero created by Edgar Rice Burroughs.
I was right about that, too.
It was originally called Tarzan Ranch.
Then
it went to Tarzana. So.
Okay.
There Tarzana. You go. Okay, well, I lived in Studio City for a while, and all of that...
Named after Studios.
I lived in Studio City for a while, too.
Studio City, named after all the big studios
there. And probably the valley at that time was where they did, you know, and of course, you think about all the back lots. Yeah. Where they did movies, you think about the whole valley.
Named after Otis Redding.
Okay. Spelled differently.
I wonder how Topanga got his name.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Well, Topanga could have been.
Topanga.
Okay, I'm not gonna break my perfect record here. by making up something.
Well, talk about record. Today we have temperatures around 96. Slight chance of rain.
Which is not a record.
If you go
it was raining at my house when I left this morning.
All right, so that's what it felt like this morning.
It's humid out there.
I go outside. I tell everybody all the time, this is how I figure out what the day is going to feel like when it was, you know, I'm in my robe, and I'm talking the heavy robe, because this is my comfort. You know, unless it's 108, then I just kind of go to the kimono. You guys don't need to know this. I don't know why I'm telling you. But anyway, so go out in the stoop and sit down and have my coffee 5:30 in the morning. I can feel the air. And I was like, wow, it's gray skies. It's humid. The air's quality is heavy, which means, of course, you know, we're going to probably have this chance of precipitation. So before 11 o'clock today, 20% chance of rain. Tonight, overnight lows of 71 with decreasing clouds. Tuesday is calling for 99 and mostly clear skies that night. That's tomorrow at 71. Wednesday is calling for 102. Now we're up in the triple digits just for that day. Wednesday night, overnight lows of 71, clear skies. Thursday, 97. Friday, 99. Saturday 100 and Sunday 102. So remember, we do have, we're very lucky that, we have our Colt 45 games that come, you know, at 7 o'clock at night. So it's usually a beautiful time to go out and support local and
we
see.
We have two tickets right now. If you just give us a call, 530-605-4567. We have two tickets.
For the Colt 45s. Any night, the games are on, you can go to.
It's the golden
ticket. Our website here at kcnrradio.com and find out when the games are. There'll be a calendar there with the games. And the weather is brought to you by our friends in Anderson, who sponsor each and every time that we do read the weather. Shasta Gas Propane, we're a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. How you get a hold of them, as well as Shasta Gas Propane, and they always give seniors and veterans extra discounts.
That's right. They are really good people down there, the Kenny family. Hey, before we get with our guests, Dignity Health Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center announces grand opening celebration.
Right.
It's going to be on Wednesday, August 18th. It's going to the ribbon cuttings at 10 a.m. And public tours go from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. They raised over $11.5 million, including a generous $3 million lead donation from Sierra Pacific Industries, to elevate cancer care here in the North State. Dignity Health, and Mercy Medical Center took the lead in this. $70 million state-of-the-art facility. Now,
that's great.
As long as you
that's great.
As long as you can get doctors to go there, we're good.
I wasn't going to say that.
You know, when we rolled in on Desert Shield in Saudi Arabia, you know, and we were, you know, on the border there, but, you know, we were looking for medical complexes or places, you know, for hospitals. Mm-hmm. We figured we were going to have some pretty heavy casualties. They had hospitals. Saudis had built hospitals in this area up there close to Kuwait, that were state-of-the-art and never been used. State-of-the-art for back then. Had never been used. They were built. They had the equipment in there, and they had people there to make sure the
and
equipment
no doctors.
Was working. Well, no, they didn't use them. Mm-hmm. But they had them, and they built them there. So we had, I think, two hospitals in that general area that would have really helped in taking care of wounded. And I found that. Because they did other things like that. They built apartment buildings, and nobody lived in them.
And, odd.
And,
how
well,
odd.
This is what happens when you have lots of money. And their freeway system, beautiful, except when the off-ramp would go off, it would go right into the desert. Sand, no road, just sand. It was interesting, but this was back, 1990? 89, 90. So I'm sure things have changed somewhat, but
my sister worked in Saudi.
Just seeing the hospitals ready to go like that, but never being used.
So my sister was with the Foreign Service in Saudi then.
Oh, by the way, this is Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating.
Hey, Susan. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
Good morning. I did hope that we could talk just for a little bit about Measure B and what's going on.
Well, I mean, go back to your sister. She worked in the Foreign Service.
She worked in the Foreign Service for 40 years and worked in Saudi, Ghana, and she worked in Italy. She worked in Spain. She worked in, where else did she work? All over the world.
Yeah. Okay.
And she took her dog with her.
Is that right?
Oh, really?
I am not kidding you.
How'd she arrange that?
That was awful dog.
In Baghdad, we had a lot of foreign service officers there in the Rashid Hotel.
Yes.
And because that was the main hotel there. And then, we got rocketed that time, and we had to evacuate everybody. And a lot of them were women that worked in the foreign service offices.
Right.
And because that was where... like I said, that was the main place everybody stayed that was working in, the main palace there that we used as headquarters. Mm-hmm. So
three of my sisters were born in Baghdad in the 50s.
Right?
Yeah. When my dad was in the Foreign Service.
Things were different then.
Well, yes, they were substantially different.
Substantially different. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. In fact, we're pulling, I think I read someplace, we're pulling all of our forces out of,
I wondered about that.
Yeah. When we tried to figure out back in 05 and 06 and 07, when can we pull out? It was just a guess. I mean, it was a wild-ass guess. And we could pull out because everything going on. Anyway, moving on. You want to talk about Measure B?
Just a little bit, you know.
Okay.
So Measure B passed here.
It did.
Substantially.
Substantially.
Yeah. And... then when the Attorney General's office said, no, you can't do that, it sounded like the supervisors agreed with them. They're not going to
argue on it. When I've talked to supervisors offline, it was Measure B was put out there as a way to try and ensure that people showed ID and voted the day of the election. You didn't have this
no mail-in ballots.
There's tons of mail-in ballots that we never used to do until COVID hit. Before we had mail-in ballots, and I think 70% of the people in Shasta County voted that way. But it wasn't forced. It wasn't a forced mailing like Newsom did. These were people who had signed up, shown their ID, and they'd been voting like that.
But they still can. Technically, they still can do it like that.
They still can. In Measure B, it was going to be tightened up who could do that. And I think it was paper ballots and other things. The idea of showing ID before you vote, 80% of America believes in that.
That's true. But we added a lot of stuff onto it.
And in fact, there's a proposition or a measure on, I think, this November ballot that says... you must show your ID before you vote. And that could pass here. Unless they make it, that it's, a Trump thing.
This is Trump's thing. Trump's thing. Well, that's Trump's thing.
But there's a measure on the ballot that people are going to vote on saying you do have to show your ID when you vote.
Mm-hmm.
I see no problem with that. What is the problem with that?
It was really interesting because I did a lot of poll watching and poll observing, I would say that probably half the people that walked in to vote pulled out their ID.
Yeah, just to show who they are.
Just to show who they are.
And they don't have to.
Uh-huh.
But in my opinion, showing your ID is not a problem, and to say that it's going to disenfranchise 35 million people, it's a lie. In my opinion.
There are a lot of reasons that people would get disenfranchised, and that is a lot of them don't keep current IDs. And you and I both know that happens. I mean, a woman gets married and it takes her forever to change her driver's license. She's going to have to change that driver's license.
How long did it take you, Linda?
Well, okay, this was my personal story because I changed my name.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. But when I went to finally change everything over, I had to go get.
But this was for the go. You know, that was for the
real ID.
Real ID.
Real ID. But I also had to go to the Social Security office and change my name from my maiden name. I officially, you know, had gone through a few other names and stayed with my maiden and hyphenated and blah blah blah. So finally, I just said, "It's just going to be." And I've got three albums out.
Mm-hmm.
With different names.
With different names.
Yeah. So it's just, you talk about how weird that is for women.
I think for women it's much more difficult than for men.
Guys have no idea.
Mm-hmm. But it's, to see, when you go up and you show your ID and it says Susan Wilson, shows your address, that's all they want. And to say people can't get an ID card is really reflecting on saying they're not smart enough to get an ID card, and you can get an ID card at the DMV. You can get it in several places.
But it isn't as easy, I feel, as you say. I mean, I think about all these folks that to get on an airplane, you have to have a real ID.
Or your passport.
Or your passport.
Or a military ID.
But both of those require substantiation of what name that what name goes to
yes,
what body,
but,
you know.
But people have those. But you've got to show ID to cash a check, to check into a motel, to buy anything. You've got to show an ID.
I know, but they're not going to check your name against a voter roll, you know. And when you show your ID, they're going to check that name. They're going to check that ID against the voter roll.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't see where that problem is, because to say that somebody is can't figure it out, when indeed, when you ask people from all racial groups, they have no problem getting an ID. This is, I think, is absolutely a trumped up, if you like Trump, a trumped up reason. And why? I mean, what's the question? Is it so illegal people here illegally can vote?
So the League of Women Voters and ACLU, we've all talked about voter ID and how difficult it is or is not. And so on here I have some different
risk identity theft and rejected ballots due to ID matching problems. Well, I can give you examples, Alex. How many mail-in ballots came to your place?
This past time it was about 5 or 6. And
yeah.
People that didn't even live there anymore got the ballots.
And they just keep mailing because they refuse to scrub the voters list.
No, because the people who are getting them refuse to change their address.
No, you can go into the voter, said these people have not voted in this many years, and they send it to the state of California. State of California will scrub that occasionally, but it takes them forever. And he just got 5 right there that if Alex was nefarious, he could vote 5 times.
If someone went,
yeah, because he got 5 mail-in ballots. All he has to do is fill them out and sign it.
But if
the software does not catch it,
but the software will catch it.
Oh,
the software will catch it.
Maybe let's say 95% of the time it catches it.
Let's say 98% of the time.
Well, let's just say 95. Okay, 98%. That means 2%.
What if he changed it? What if he changed his signature? Let's just talk about that.
Well,
if there were 5 people living at that house, or 5 people that were dead, and they were going to sign their signature, whatever, and
how would he know what their signature is?
It doesn't make
to sign it.
He's done. What he's doing is he just signs it and sends it in. If they kick it out, they kick it out. But what if they don't?
Theoretically, I would never do that.
No.
But I think that the system is set up to do that. Because I remember years ago when I signed my name, when I voted, absentee ballot, we called it then. Mm-hmm. When I voted on an absentee ballot, they called me up and they said, you know, I can't remember what my name was then. I think it was Harriman. They said, your signature does not match. You will need to come in with.
Yeah. It's because your signature changed.
Yeah.
And according to.
And that's good that we catch that.
Kathy Darlin Allen told me the signatures that change the most is not your seniors. It's your 18 to 27.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, when you're young.
Yeah, when you're young, your signature changes more. Okay, but it says here people experiencing housing instability, from what I understand in LA, they were having homeless to sign up and vote, and then they would harvest it. And they were using post office boxes and everything else. So when you say, you know, the reason who it hurts, people navigating name changes. Anyone who has moved, but when you move, you're supposed to change.
You need to change your address.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Excuse and that's me. Why, that's why the DMV is actually valuable, because most people, and this is a new issue I think that's come up. Most people go to the DMV to change their address to keep their license. I would say that's right. The number one thing that we use for ID, and the number one thing that we keep the right name on and the right address on and all that kind of stuff. And now we have a great population of younger people who do not get driver's licenses. For various
but
reasons.
They can get, they can,
but they I get student they, IDs.
Yeah,
or
I bet you they get passports and other things.
You seem to think that a lot of people have passports. A lot of people do not have passports.
But they can also get an ID card
that
anywhere.
That would be interesting. I wonder what percentage of Californians, for example, what percentage of Californians have passports?
Well, I don't even know if it makes any difference about California because they're in a tank already. We know that. I mean, we know that. They're in the tank, and you can look at that just by looking at the past records. It makes no difference. What you have to say is, how many people, Alex is looking this up right now.
Good for you, Alex.
He's looking, what's the percentage of U.S. citizens have a passport? And Vincent, good morning. Hello, Vincent, you're on. Vincent.
Hello, Vincent.
Good morning, Vincent, you're on.
Hello, Vincent.
I called the Registrar of Voters the other day, and for people who vote by mail like I have, it's because I really can't afford to maintain a car. It's very expensive here. So I vote by mail. Everybody should get their ballots about a month before Election Day. And don't be oppressed or think that you can't vote by mail anymore because brown shirts are talking about showing ID. You don't have to, but you still should vote.
Okay. Thank you.
We're agreeing on that.
Your mom who said they were only there because that 65 Voting Rights Act. He said, I'm not here for any other purpose. He said, because frankly, America really isn't our place. But he said, I'm fighting because we get to vote now. And that's it.
When I was younger.
Thanks, Vincent.
When I was younger and we voted at the polls, I mean, we would stand in line and we'd stand in line and we would stand in line.
That was another complaint. Oh, people have to stand in line so long. So what?
Yeah. I don't like standing in line.
Well, nobody does, but get this. When you only have maybe 60% of the people vote, you know, the other 40%.
Yeah, but 60 or 70% of 110,000.
Yeah.
We have about 50, I think this last time we had 58 maybe polling places. So divide that all up and there will be lines. There will be lines for people. And especially when you start looking at IDs, it's going to take forever to get those people through. Now, I'm not saying that anybody who shouldn't vote should get a chance to vote. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that we need to, it's sort of like immigration in my mind. We need to develop a system that works
a lot better.
Well.
On immigration. I don't think anybody argues that.
And I feel that same way about voting. We need to get a good system that meets the needs of all the people, like Vincent or like me. You know, I'm almost 80 years old. Why should I go stand in line? I might fall over dead.
They should have a senior's line.
So the answer to your question is approximately 53% of Americans have a valid passport.
So only half. Only half.
Okay, but 53%. So now you don't have to worry about
that. Is that all Americans or adult Americans, voting Americans?
It's just Americans.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because, I mean, a lot of those will be children also. But I think it's interesting.
Do you
just
believe,
the ID
okay, do you believe that people should show their ID before they vote?
Do I believe that people should show their ID before they vote?
To show that they're an American citizen.
No. I don't think that. I think
You have to remember that I do a lot of legal, I'm with the League of Women Voters,
and
we
I
do a lot of registration.
Yeah.
When we
Nor do you believe in saying the Pledge of Allegiance before you start.
Be careful here.
Is that true?
Before I start
Before you all start meetings.
No, we don't. It's not part of our process.
Okay.
I mean, at the rodeo, do you say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yay for you. That's what I say.
So does NASCAR. We stand up for the national anthem and
yay.
All that.
All right. That's not what we're after. What we're after here.
I know. I just do that one.
I knew you would. Okay. You like that one because it gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Let's go back to the League of Women Voters and what your thoughts are. And you have just stated that you don't think that you need to show an ID before you vote, and why.
We're going
to
talk about that after this break.
Okay.
So have you a chance to,
get my thoughts together. Let your blood settle down.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, where I hung out there Friday and got a great haircut, because I always get great haircuts there, and have since 2007. I mean, Cypress Square Barbershop has been around since 1960 and been in the same location since 1967, right off Cypress Avenue, across the parking lot from the old subway, Lucky Miller's, or I guess Submarama's going to move in there, right there. You can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478 or go to Booksy and go to Redding and Cypress Square Barbershop. They send you a confirmation and then a reminder email or text that morning telling you've got a haircut. And it's a great place. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. They shave around your neck, your ears, and snappy patter while we're in there. Talking golf and other things like that. You know,
rodeo.
Yeah, rodeo, man subjects there. And
NASCAR.
And, I mean, kids coming in there, you know, retirees, you name it. They're in there, law enforcement. Yeah, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back.
Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Everybody calls the state liars.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Shocking news just hit, and I'm serious about this, my friends. William Tarbo, the city manager, there was a press release here from Katie Hunter from City of Redding. William Tarbo, our new city manager, passed yesterday on Sunday, July 19th. And he started working here in February of 2026. And I've met with he's been on the show. I've met with him a couple of times since then. We've had lunch. And I've been very, very impressed by this guy because he wanted to turn Redding around. He brought in this team to see where there is, you know, maybe, you know, not fraud, but where there's some waste, where there's, you know, things that we could combine. He wanted to turn the city around. He had all of these ideas. And it appears that he passed yesterday. Mayor Letao said, "Our hearts are with Will's family, friends, and colleagues during this extremely difficult time. We are grateful to his service to the city of Redding and extend our deepest condolences to all who knew and cared for him." Wow. They're going to consider the appointment of an interim city manager tomorrow night, of course. Wow. Totally. And he's young. He was young. Yeah. I mean,
well, you had lunch with him a couple times. You just had, a couple weeks ago sat with him.
Yeah,
and
no indication there that he wasn't feeling good. I mean, he was, you know, the guy was, you know, athletic. And wow. Wow. Because he had some brilliant ideas about how to save money here in the city of Redding, how to take a look at how things were being done.
Right.
He brought in this team that, you know, like I just said, that was going to come in here and look at where do we have, you need redundancy, but you don't need to triple or, you know, quadruple the efforts of one position there. You need redundancy that if something, you know, if something happened to that one, you'd have another one. But his whole deal here was turning Redding around and putting it on a solid fiscal.
Right, it was a fiscal issue.
It was a fiscal, on a solid fiscal commitment, and you know, still have public safety and all these things. And there's, I'm totally blown away with this because, like I said, I just had lunch with him.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, wow, so sorry. And his wife and his child.
They haven't been here long.
They've only been here since February, and his wife, you know, was just starting. Linda was reaching out to her and helping her, you know, get around and do her things. And so, yeah, wow, did not see that one coming at all. Anyway,
ouch.
Ouch.
Yeah, just we're still like
yeah.
Anyway, a young man.
Yeah.
So here's the thing: is that, you know, this is a reminder of you just never know what, you know, be grateful for every moment.
That's exactly right.
And I'm
exactly
sure, right. You know, what he was doing, he's like, that's your job. It's almost like, you know, you're coming in and you're evaluating, you know, like a huge load of how to fix it. Like your dad used to do that. He used to go from, you know,
well,
to
that was Dad's job.
Come in and sweep up and fix something that wasn't working, get it fixed, get it working, and then move to the next place.
If the plant wasn't making money, if they were having problems, they would send my dad. And that's why we moved so much, because dad would go in there, and he would find ways to get it back online. And if he looked at it and said, there's no way, neither because the plant was old or something, and that they were ever going to be able to get that plant back into a profit side, Swift would shut it down. And on the other hand, he went into this plant in Nashville and met with the workers there and came to an agreement about holding off on raises until they could get back into the profit mode. Mm-hmm. And they did by changing a lot of different things. But that's what he did. And that's what Tarbo was going to do here. I wouldn't have expected Will to stay here longer than 5-6 years because he is young. And, get the place back online.
And
he's got that. He'd get it back online and everything would be working. And then he would probably move on to a much bigger job. But, he was just full of energy, too.
Well, and one thing that I liked about him was he had some ideas.
He had ideas.
Some ideas that were different than some of the ideas that we had laying around.
Well, that's the thing is when you bring in somebody new from outside, he hasn't come up through the process.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be very successful inside the silo of Reading City Hall, but you're successful because you've been playing the same rules, same games, same people. When you bring in somebody from the outside, they're looking at it with a totally different eye and viewpoint.
Exactly.
And they'll say, well, why didn't you do this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is no reason. It's because nobody thought of it, because you're insulated.
Right. I've had the opportunity, luckily, to interview people for police chief here.
Yeah.
And it seems like time after time, we take someone who has grown up in our system.
Well,
and that brings a certain a certain expertise. Because the system, you can deal with the system,
you know the
people, and you know some of the things you want to change and some of the things you want to keep.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, someone needs to come along and say, yo, let's consider this and that and the other thing.
Well,
and that's what Will Tarbo did.
Yeah. On July 29th, they're going to start their interviews of the people and, of the people putting in for it, for the police chief.
For police chief.
And he thought, and he made sure that they reached out on a national level to try and get the best.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying our guys and girls here, aren't the best.
They're good.
However.
They're good.
Yeah. However, having somebody else come in, and we did that with Paletti, and he ran into a lot of opposition here.
He did. But part of that was because he was Paletti.
Yeah. Part of that
self-inflicted.
No, I understand that.
I kind of liked him.
Well, I'm good friends with Rob.
Yeah.
And, he has, he went on to something that, he did very well in. He's Brigadier Major General now in the California National Guard. Anyway, sorry to hear that about City Manager William Tarbo, if you're just checking in, passed yesterday, Sunday, July 19th.
And don't have many details.
No details at all. I'm sure that something's going to come out. He's been working here since February. And you already been making changes. Okay. Let's take a break. Yeah, let's take a break. And we'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees 3 to 4 feet per year? Drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctors' offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palo Cedro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Imagine walking into your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. And the yelling, you probably couldn't hear the yelling during the break because we yell. We don't yell. I'm just kidding about that. Welcome back to
Free Fire. We use loud voices.
What? You actually believe that? Okay. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. That's why I kind of like to have somebody that's on the liberal side. NP, non-preference, but liberal.
Yeah. No party preference. I am a no party preference woman.
Liberal. 8:46 here on the 20th of July. It's about 81 degrees, going up 98 today. Our guest is Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, which, you know what, I've been to those meetings. You know, mm-hmm. I've been invited mm-hmm. to those and went, and I think, LaMoffa, Congressman LaMoffa
right.
was there that time.
Right.
And
right.
people, in fact,
exactly.
we all
yeah.
got a bunch of, you know, on mm-hmm. the thing on that is how people should be, all people, white, Asian, Hispanic,
exactly.
black, everybody should be treated
older,
with respect.
Older, younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm.
Treating people with respect. And it's like the golden rule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, treat someone like you want to be
dignity
treated.
Dignity and respect. That's my words.
Okay, by the way, just to bring back, in case you didn't hear the last segment, city manager William Tarbo passed yesterday, died. Yeah, a huge surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
young man.
Yeah, I know him.
Relatively.
I knew him relatively well. We mm-hmm. had, he'd been on the show, had a couple of lunches with him. This is a total surprise to me because he mm-hmm. was a man of boundless energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. And we've been talking about Measure B, about getting IDs, and we'll never agree on that. I think that IDs.
But
now,
I'm right.
The one thing is, no, you're not, because people can get IDs. To say they can't says
nope.
And if they are not smart enough to get an ID in today's society, especially in California, then perhaps they shouldn't vote.
Well, there is a point there. There is a point there, but there are difficulties in getting IDs. And let's be honest.
You
about
said one
it.
Of them was financial. So
one is financial. I like your idea.
Well, I
like
your idea. To get an ID in California or anywhere should be it shouldn't cost you a thing. You go in there with your with your information, boom. Doesn't cost you a thing. You get
and
your
somebody
ID.
Somebody drives you to the DMV.
Well, whatever. Or you take a
you
bus.
Know,
how about
or,
taking a bus? Or you're not smart enough to take a bus.
Or you can't walk well, and you have difficulty getting there. Let's be honest. There are many problems getting an ID,
and there are
people without IDs.
But it is not impossible.
Some people have passports. Some people have driver's licenses.
53% have passports.
Well, 53% of all Americans, that would include children.
Okay.
Children. That's not voters. Not voters.
Well, not, but how many people vote?
Play with your data.
How many people vote? How many people vote?
Well,
what's the percentage?
I think we have 110,000 people registered to vote.
If you look at some counties, it's 110% of the people voted.
Well, that's interesting. How did that happen?
How did that happen?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
I don't think that happened. I think differently than you do.
What they said, there's 275,000 illegals. They did the study. 275,000 illegal people here illegally are on the voters' rolls. 275,000.
Just because you're on the I disagree with that. But just because you're on a voter roll,
why do you disagree with that? Is it because it comes from the Trump administration?
No, it comes from places where they don't manage their voter roll.
275,000 people. Yeah, but they're still on the rolls, which means they can vote.
And I have never seen any proof for that. Not one iota of proof.
I think they've been putting people in jail for that, if you just go back and look at the news. Yeah.
They don't ask those people if they voted or not.
No, they've arrested people for voting illegally.
How many people have they arrested or voted?
Gosh.
Do you think it's more than 100?
Oh, no. No, it's not. I was going to say the ones I've read about is like 15.
Yeah.
But
15.
But the system is such that they could. Don't you want
15.
A system? Wait a minute. Let me ask you this question. Don't you want a system that you believe in 100%?
I want it to be perfect. I want it to be perfect.
Only U.S. citizens can vote.
Yes, I want it to be perfect.
And yet they pass laws that in city to run for the Board of Education, illegals can vote in that. San Francisco. I think back in Chicago. Places in New York. That people that are here illegally can vote on the school board elections.
Because mm-hmm.
they have kids there.
Because they have kids in there.
Excuse me. Well, why should they be able to vote? They're not American citizens.
Yeah, and this is one place where
that's okay.
I think where we looked for an opportunity for people to participate in their community. Do I necessarily agree that just because it's a school board, you should get to vote? I don't agree with that.
Oh, good.
I think people that vote
should be American citizens.
Should be registered. If you're registered, you should be a U.S. citizen.
I think everybody agrees with that the people voting in our election should be U.S. citizens. Now, the question is, how do we do that?
Yeah, and that's what I was saying.
It has to be some kind of national ID system. Do they have a Social Security number?
We do.
But recently,
I was hacked, and somebody else had my Social Security number.
Okay.
I didn't give it to them.
No, and those things. But again, the thing is, you talk about a national registry. Well, everybody has a Social Security number, so you have your Social Security number. You bring it down there. You bring an address. That where you live.
Yeah.
And then you get your ID card or your driver's license.
Right. And I think that we need to look at how we do voting to make sure that the people who vote are people who vote are U.S. citizens.
There you go.
I mean,
so now you just got to figure it out how.
No, yeah, the how is the why, you know, and that's what I was talking about a little bit earlier. We have to, it's just like immigration. We have to figure out the how, you know, in a good solid way that everybody can agree on, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's about where I'm coming from.
Okay.
On that.
All right. You got anything else here besides?
Well, I just wanted to point out that Measure B.
Okay.
There's a hearing on August 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Hanna will be the person who looked at it before and will be looking at it again.
Well, and neither the county nor the registrar is going to contest this.
Right.
But there are people that are contesting this.
Yes, there are five people that are contesting this.
You know, and the thing that I didn't understand, but it was explained to me by Gallardo, was why are five private citizens on this lawsuit? Because what they did was collect the signatures. And that, to me, is kind of scary. But he said it was because they were a part of this and, you know, there is a legal reason
they were part
that
of
they were,
writing it, I think.
Well,
it was a team that wrote it.
But their name was in it. That's why. But to me, being, you know, if I'm out collecting signatures, or I think, you know what, we need a measure to build a new jail. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I organize this, and we go out, and we get all these signatures, and everybody agrees, and it's on there. And then the state says, no, you can't have a jail here, for whatever reason. Okay.
Then you can't have a jail.
And then we're going to sue you. And also, we're going to sue you, Carl, because you collected signatures. Well, I thought that was scary.
I have to say that I am not clear on why those five people appear. I read it.
Yeah.
I have the article here.
Yeah,
I read
it's
it.
Because they were a part of the original, you know, process in this. That's what Gallardo told me. He said, no, it wasn't, you know, it's, that's why. It wasn't just because they collected signatures.
We're back on Measure B.
Okay. Now here's my last question.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
And you look at this from both sides.
I do.
It seems to me is that the Democrat Party is really pushing the socialist side. And when you look at who has won, okay, the primaries in California and in New York, and I think there's one in Colorado and maybe one up in Minnesota, they are avowed socialist, Democratic Socialist of America, which just put out their plank about doing away with the Senate, all these other weird things. How is the Democrat Party, in your opinion, shifting that far left to socialism?
I would agree that I think they're shifting to the left. I think part of the why with the Democrats shifting to the left is to differ from the Republicans who are shifting to the right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
I think it's a bigger and bigger division, and
which is scary.
And both are responding to the other, and it's making this divide where we can't even talk to each other anymore.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And we have to go back there. We have to go back there. We have to go back there in the House. We have to go back there in the Senate.
Yeah.
We have to go back there in the Senate and the Assembly in California for all that.
Well,
I mean, which is a very democratic place.
No, it's a it's a one-party system in California, and it's pathetic. Look where we're at. But here's the thing: is I agree with you that there's a chasm between the Democrat Socialist and Republicans. But the vast majority of our country, pretty much middle of the road, leaning right or left. What does it say that all of a sudden you've got people that, you know, believe socialism is the secret to success when you look at any socialist country? And I'm talking, you know, I'm not talking Sweden, because even Sweden is changing things. And I'm not, you know, but thinking that's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Venezuela, richest country in South America. Look at what happened to them when they went to socialism. I mean, I don't understand why people won't just look at history and say, this doesn't work.
Yeah, but I think part of the issue becomes how each of us, and this is happens all the time in discussions, how each of us define socialism. And you define it one way, and I define it another way. But I agree, what I will agree on is we have a chasm. Mm-hmm. And we have to learn to talk to each other.
Well, next time we'll talk about socialism because okay. I think socialism is a road that if somehow we get on it, this wonderful nation of ours is going to be really damaged. I really
okay.
believe that.
I think that's great. I'm going to put it in my phone as soon as I leave here, and I'm going to study socialism for the next month.
Good. Because so will I.
Okay. No, seriously.
I won't wait until you walk in.
Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow.
You never do.
Tomorrow. Where is tomorrow? We've got...
July
21st.
Tomorrow is Tuesday.
Okay. Glenn Hayward, who heads up the medical side
I'm gonna be here.
Of Redding Rancheria, is going to join us tomorrow. And they've got a lot of things. Of course, their new health building, their all of this stuff is going on. He'll be our guest along with, I think we've got a veteran organization also will be
Fantastic.
Joining us. But just go to our website, kcnrradio.com, and it's got all of our guests for the whole week. And city council set up for Thursday, and I'd like to hear
what's going to go on.
Reeling over Tarbo.
Yeah, William Tarbo, our city manager, passed yesterday, and it's just a huge surprise.
Wow!
And, wow!
Five months on the job.
Yeah.
Getting to
a
know
good
him.
Guy.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Just
anyway,
moved here.
Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Thank
it's
you for
be
having
warm.
Me.
Oh,
absolutely, Susan.
Anytime, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.